Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for China Rachel, Bas Gittel Genendel, for Shnem Sarshal Chol Yisrael, and for Harav Avram Yosef ben Chana, and Harav Yishayo Mordechai Ezra ben Rachel Dvora, Miriam Bas Chaya, Eliezer Moshe Cohen ben Sharna Mariam, Fal Chaim Dov ben Ritza Shoshana, and Rachel Frodel, Bas Dvora Perel. They shall all have Brios Hashleima. We're going to discuss in the Siyata Dishmaya the Inyan of Birchas Hananin. This is based on a shir given by Hakon Rav Arya Ozer Shlita, Parshas Veschanan, in the year, Parshas Ekev, in the year Tav Shin Ayin Hei, 3 years ago. It says, Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva V'yikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kelolam, that Abram planted in Eshel in Be'er Sheva, and he called out in the name of God. So the Gemara tells us, for in Rashi, Amar Eish Lakish, Al Tikri Vayikra Ela Vayakri. Don't read that he called, read that he may call out. In other words, he called God's name out. He had other people call out God's name. Shehikri Avram Elami Shehikri Avram Avinu L'shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'fe Kol Over V'shav, that Avram Avinu called God's name out in the mouth of everybody who passed by. Ketzad Lachashachul V'shav Som De L'Varuch Hu Amalem Echim Shali Achaltem V'shal Kei Olam Achaltem Hodu V'shibchu Baruch Hu L'misha Amar V'haya Ha'olam. After they ate, God, Avraham Avinu said they wanted to say thanks very much, give him a bracha. Instead they say thank you, want to give him a bracha, it's even better. And then he said to them, what, did you eat from me? You ate from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And he started telling them about Hashem. It's basically what Chabad does today, so they have a nice precedent. In the Gemara at the beginning of Parakeitz Mevarachim is a shaku v'tariya. How do we know this birchas hanenin v'achila? And the Gemara concludes that it's a svara, that a person is not allowed to be nene min olam hazeh below bracha. And it says there further that kol ha'olam nene min olam hazeh below bracha mo'al. If anybody is nene from this world without a bracha, he is over on the Yisr Chas V'Shalom of Me'ila. And it also says there, Kilu Nana Mikachi Shamayim, it's as if he's Nana Mikachi Shamayim. It's a Kilu Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Knesset Yisrael, he's stealing from God and from the Jewish people. And the opinion of the Ritva there is that this Svara, that the Gemara tells us that Asur Ladim Shanim El Hazib Loi Baracha, is only talking about the Baracha Shalifnei Achila, but Loi Baracha Shalachareah. But in the Rashba, it's Mavur, that even Baracha Shalachareah, this Svara applies, Lachora. So is Pashtus Divrei HaGemara Besota, because Avraham Avinu was calling out the name of God after they ate, and that's Mikor HaSvara. That's where Avraham Avinu was coming from. So it's an Akasha. And the other opinion that the Gemara is telling us, what's Mechayiv us today? What Avraham Avinu did is another story. It's Derech Eretz, also to bless after. And to tell them to make a bracha before, they're not into that, they didn't get anything yet. You know, first he gives them tea, and then they feel good. Al Kopanim, we have the two opinions. One is that it's talking about only before, the other opinion is that it's talking about even after. The rewrites in Tosin Brachas, Memtes, Amit Beis, Dibor Maskel Meir, that Lein Shir Shtia L'chi of Bracha Chrona, one should be Machmir and make a bracha even bepachos memelo lugmov. And Rabbi Akiva Eger was already matzrich iyun. How's it shayich to be machmir to make a bracha even bepachos memelo lugmov? We have a klal of suffik bracha lahakal. Elsewhere we find shitas ri that the suffik bracha shalifaneha were machmir levarech mipnei hasuffik as well. So is brought in Tosis Tafid Beis Amid Aleph B'shmo. like by the suffix of the Gemara, if a person started the bracha adaita the chamra, he was thinking of the bracha on wine, or he said wine, and then siyem with the shichra, and then he concluded with beer. Is that motzi him when it was beer when he started adaita the chamra, or no? He's not yotzei, he has to make a bracha again. So shitas hari is that since we don't know what the halacha is, he has to be machmir and make a bracha again on the shichra and the beer, make the shahakal. Frektam magen Avram, reish tes sif katan gimel, we have a klal at suffik brachas lahakal. And for Rabbi Kiva Eger, begilyan ashas, v'shulchan aruch sham, based on the Maharsha, v'msachim davkuf beizam ad aleph, who learned that birchas hananin, you don't say suffik brachas lahakal, since asir lehanas below bracha, and therefore misafik yesh lahachmir ulevarech shuv, you should make the bracha again. Misafik, because you're not allowed to be nanim in olam hazeh below bracha. If you're worried about a bracha levatala, Rabbi Kiva Eger was already romes that since it's asir to eat in this matzav, so the din is mechayev a person matzis min hasafik. So how can you call the bracha levatala? Even if Klapi Shmaya Galia that he already made the bracha, but it's not levatala because he's mechuyev to make one now. And that's what he writes in the Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Hei, that in Suffolk brachas derais like brachas amazon, we pass that you do bench, you do make the bracha again, and we're not choshish for Suffolk bracha isur bracha levatala, that the das kama poskim is an isur of losisa, because if you're mechuyev to make a bracha, there's no problem of bracha levatala. And this teretz the Magen Avram, who says that the Magen Avram's kasha, how do you make a bracha again? Safik brachas lahakel, and we saw that Rabbi Kiva Eger was metaretz that it's not a problem since you're not allowed to eat without being not allowed to be nana without making a bracha. You're not allowed to eat without making a bracha, so mimela you have to be machmir. So answered the Evan Ha'ozer, this Kasha the Magen Avram, that according to the Ri, we don't say Safik Brachas Lekula unless we're talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs Lechadoyme, but Birchas HaNenin Sfeikan Lahachmir. Why? Lefisha Oser Lehanos Min Ha'olam Hazeh Beloy Bracha Uvidas Harif, who holds B'Safik HaGemarisham Lekula. In other words, the Rif says that if you start off with the chamra and the siyam and the shichra, you don't make a bracha again. He holds suffik brachas lahakal afilu bebirchas hananin, and a person's allowed to eat misafik. So we can explain that he learns that the chi of birchas hananin is a mitzvah kishaar mitzvahs derabanan, and therefore misafik he is not mechuyev bebracha kechol sfeika derabanan lekula. However, the Ri holds that they make it like an iser because of the din mi'ila that the Gemara speaks about, and gezel, and therefore, since we're dealing with an iser and not just a mitzvah, sfeiko lahachmir. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon of Shulchan Aruch learns that even the Rif agrees that it has a din iser. The reason he's makel not to make the bracha again, if you have a suffik bracha, birchas hananin, is that even on the iser level, it's only a derabanan, and therefore you're makel. But we have to understand Shitas Ri. Sveika derabanan lekula bain b'mitzvahs bain b'isurim. So the Rif, we understand, who says to be makel because we're only dealing with the derabanan. But how do we understand the Ri, who says to be machmir? Sveika derabanan lekula, the rule is bain b'mitzvahs bain b'isurim. Parenthetically, most Rishonim hold that the bracha shelefanea is only derabanan, and there were tamei on Rabbeinu Chananel who writes that it's d'oraisa. There's a Pnei Yehoshua, famous one in brachas lamed hey, who asks that b'chol makom svar d'oraisa. So therefore, birchas hananin should be mechuyev me'atara machmas svara she'asur la'adam lehanos me'olam hazeh v'loy bracha. But the Tzlach answered very well. That the Gemara says sometimes lamali cross svara svarahi is dafka b'dinei mishpatim like a motzei mechaver al varai the beginning of the fifth parak of Bava Kama v'chayotzei b'zeh, but mikorach ha svara you can't be mechayiv mitzvahs without a pasuk. We have a lot of mitzvahs that are a pisechel, but you still need a pasuk. When does the Gemara say that you don't need a lamali kras svar? That's bedinei mishpatim, like the specific laws, like hamotzei mechavrei l'varai, that you can derive logically. But to be mechayev a mitzvah, for that you need a pasuk. So therefore, the fact that there's a svar to make a pirchas hananin, that's not enough to make it d'oraisa. And then we're left with our kasha: how can you say that pirchas hananin? How can you say that the person, the Ri, who says that a person is machmir, has to be machmir? In a case of safik birchas hananin, it's only a derabanan, even if it's an iser. It's also only derabanan. It's fake safik derabanan lekula. The stipler in the Kilas Yankov, brachas simin hey, explains bidas hari, based on what we say in the first paragraph of Beitza, that safik derabanan bidover shiyesh lo matirin, Azlin on l'chumra, that if you've suffered the rabbanah, but it's something that's going to become mutter in the future, we go l'chumra. Why? What's the svara? Da'ach tochlenu be'isr, tochlenu beheter. Instead of eating it be'isr, eat it beheter. Lama listabech? Why get yourself in trouble? Why eat it be'isr? And you can just as well eat it beheter, so just wait around until it becomes mutter. So as long as there's no big hefzer or terech meruba, we tell you to eat it beheter. So too, misafek, a person should not eat until he makes the bracha. And like we said, there's no problem with bracha levatala, because the din is mechayivim to make a bracha. So there's no problem bracha levatala. And ach tochlenu b'isr, tochlenu beheter, better eat it beheter. So it's davar yesh lamatir, and you wait until it becomes mutter. And here also, you make a bracha, and then it becomes mutter. L'das harif, that it's a mitzvah derabanan, and not an iser, there's no reason to be machmir. But if you hold that it's an iser, there is no reason to be machmir. Ach tochlenu b'isr, tochlenu beheter. The Rif will say that mitzvah derabanan, you're not machmer only beisr. So in mitzvahs, we only find the chumra of davar sheyesh lo matirin beisurin, and not be mitzvahs. And also, since according to the Rif, the discussion is not about the isr achila, but rather it is merely on the chiyuv bracha. If so, it's not shayich to be mechayev a person to make a bracha. That's exactly the question. Is he mechuyev to make the bracha or not? That's still besafek. If it's begeder iser, we could say that besafek. If it's a mutter for him to eat or not, so eat it beheter with the bracha, since the nidon is on the achila, and that achila you could do bederech heter. Why should you do the achila b'derech iser? But that's not the nidon. The nidon is not on the achila. The nidon is on the bracha. Is a person chayev to make the bracha or not? So you can't say ach tochlenu b'iser, tochlenu b'heter. Because the discussion is, are you mechuyev in a bracha or not? If the was it iser achila? That's the question. So then we say, listen, why eat it? It might be usser. Eat it when it's definitely heter. But since the nidon is on the bracha, like it says in the Gemara, that you're stealing, a person doesn't make a bracha, stealing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael says machlokes there, some say it means you're stealing the bracha. But the nidon here is on the bracha. Are you mechuyev to make the bracha, or are you not mechuyev to make the bracha? So there's no reason to be mechayev you to make the bracha. If it was on the achila, then we have the rule. Instead of eating it be'isr, eat it beheter. That's not the question. The question is, are you chayev in a bracha? And the answer is, we don't know, so don't make a bracha. So it comes out then that the Rif holds that the chiyuv bracha is begeder mitzvah. That was the first thing that we said. That the reason he doesn't say ach tochlenu bis tochlenu beheter, because this inyan of davar sheyesh lo matirin that we saw is only talking about isurin. But according to the Rif here, it's not a din of isur, it's a begeder mitzvah. And therefore, misafik, he's not mechuyev. Whereas according to the Ri, it's begeder isur. And therefore, b'safek is chayev levarech, Shara yesh lo matirin l'esur zayidei bracha ad kan divrei akilas yankiv hamisukin. So that's the sweet mahalach of the stipler, who explains that according to the re-together iser, and they're from Safik Chayav Levarech, instead of eating it be-iser, eat it be-heter. And according to the Rif, it's together mitzvah. And therefore, misafik, you're not mechuyev. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas was metarets shitas hari, who says you're machmer misafik. And he's mitzayin to his kasha and of memtes amar aleph, that we find that the Ri holds in two places that we go to Chumra, like we said before, the Safik Birchas Hananin. So I understand Bracha Shelefaneha. We can say that it's Asir Leihanos below bracha, so misafek, you're not allowed to eat, and therefore you should make the bracha mipnei hasafek. Aval lagabei bracha shel acharea, the chiyuv is begeder mitzvah below iser, and the kasha is that safek brachas lekula, because now we're not talking about an iser anymore. So Rabbi Kivega was metareitz the bracha rishona. Bracha rishona, he holds that it's an iser, and he doesn't want you to be over on an iser. So therefore, he said that you have to make the bracha. So that's all the bracha rishona. But the bracha chorona, that about we said about the melalugmav, that a person who drinks even Pachas Mel Lugmav, he has to make a bracha chorona to be machmer shitas hari. What sort of, what does that mean? Safek brachas lahakal. Don't tell me that we're talking about iser, because it's not, it's a mitzvah. Bracha lachar achil is a mitzvah. So the mahalach we're going to go on is the b'siyata d'shmaya, is to explain shitas hari al pidvar v'makom acher b'li neder. But first, we're going to be marchiv beikr geder chiyuv birchas hananin umemela rav chashmaitza. So we had a chakira here, begeder chiyuv birchas hananin. Is the yisod chiyuv birchas hananin a mitzvah or there an iser? Is it a mitzvah or an iser? We said that according to the Rif, it's a mitzvah, according to the Ri, it's an iser. L'chaora, there are a number of hochachot. There are a number of proofs that it's begeder mitzvah, like the Achronim bring Ayin Emek Bracha Dine Birchas Hananin, and also Minchas Shlomo in the Siman Yudches. From that, that it says Baal Keri Kodim Shebetlua Litkanas Ezra Mevarech Al HaMozon LaAcharov V'loy Lefonov, that a Baal Keri before they were Mevat Litkanas Ezra is only allowed to make a bracha after eating, but not before eating. Before eating, you shouldn't make a bracha. He's a baal keri. Chayotze b'zeh po'alim ha'osim b'melacha itzal baal abayis, that workers who are working by a baal abayis, the midina de gemara, they don't make a bracha before eating. So from this we see that a person who can't make a bracha just doesn't. A baal keri, Pashit, he's a baal keri, can't make a bracha, matarnished benshin, I think so, can't make a bracha. A poel, imagine the musar avodah, the work ethic that they had back then, that the person's working, he doesn't want to waste 5 seconds from his employer's time. So it's Medina de Gemara today, it's assumed that he lets you do the 5 seconds. So a person who can't make a bracha eats without a bracha. So it's mashma should be yisod adover. Ha bracha he begeder mitzvah. And if a person is anus melekaima, he's pater. If it would be an iser, a hanus bela bracha, why would it be mutter for a baal keri and for poalim to eat without a bracha? Who's forcing them to eat? Therefore, you see that it's begeder mitzvah from the fact that a person who can't do it, can't make a bracha, eats on a bracha, without a bracha. And they also prove from the halacha and yeridei and shemem aleph, sif aleph al pi brachas yitzayin amit beis, we paskin ba'onein, that he's pater mikol mitzvahs er est on a bracha, he eats without a bracha. This person is a relative who died, it's before avelus, he eats without a bracha. Hagam shasur lalecho pas b'lo netilas yadayim. So he's not allowed to eat pas, there's an isra achilas pas, without netilas yadayim, so he has to wash his hands. But he eats without a bracha, it's a weird thing. He eats without a bracha. Weird, because we're not used to it. We should never be on him. Either Rabbi, nobody should die. I'm in favor. So the din is that a person, in order not to be over on an isser, what does he do? He doesn't wash. He doesn't make a bracha. He washes, but he doesn't make a bracha. So the another raya that chiyuv birchas hananin is a mitzvah, and it's not an isser. If it was an isser, then he wouldn't be allowed to eat. But you see, he's allowed to eat, and he just has to wash because that's isser, right? And like the beer of the Eben HaOzer and Rabbi Kiva Eger b'shita Suri, shevis suffik also lehanas below bracha. Even though we don't paskin like this, we paskin like it says in Shulchan Aruch in a number of places, in Kuf Samach Zayin, Reish Tes, and Reish Yud, Shebesafik Mutter Lechol, but we find the Rechaver B'Sefer Orchos Chaim and Orchos Seudah Simin Yates writes Lahedya. That b'safek asur lehanas below bracha. And he says hech yena below bracha. Has a child to be nena without a bracha? So you see that he holds that it's a din in isur lehanas below bracha. The reason that you b'safek you make a bracha is because it's asur to be nena below bracha. So then we have a kasha. Mi bal keri upoalim, v'onan, v'onem. In all those three cases, we see that it's a mitzvah. If it was an isra, they wouldn't be allowed to eat. We see it's a mitzvah. So what's pshat that he's holding that you make the bracha misafik because you can't be over on an isra? So it's true that linyan polim, the gir sagonim, the rif, and on the marishonim is that you make a bracha lefneim. So you can say shagam l'shitas hariv orchos chayim. That's the correct girsa. Even though it's a dochak that the ri doesn't have toises girsa, he dafka has the girsa of the gonim the rif. Okay, so we can be nitchak that way. Maybe linyan onen sadas orchos chayim din avelus yid aleph she'aser loy lecho beloy bracha. Because how can he be unanim in olam has a beloy bracha, and that it says. Einam mevarach veinam mezamin. He's talking about something else, not about achila, because achila beloy bracha is mamish nidon ki iser, like achila beloy netilas yadayim. So we'll make a shidduch and we'll say that the ri goes with him, that the onen makes a bracha al achila lefanel. Now it also appeared das harash mishans and demay aleph dalid. But that it says, "Oinen enom mevarech kolaymai la'achayurim lahitziyan yedei chovasa." It's talking about being motzi other people. When it says an onen can't make a bracha, it's talking about being motzi other people. But he himself is not allowed to eat without a bracha. So what can we say? We can say beseder. So we answer the onen question. The reason he's also not eating without a bracha, he just can't be motzi others. We still have a kasha from the Baal Keri. The Baal Keri only makes birchas, says birchas amazon. He doesn't make a bracha lefanel. So So if it's Isser, how do we allow a Baal Keri to eat the Isser? Muchach that it's a mitzvah. So thus is Unzer Arbit, that's our Avodah B'siyata D'Shmaya B'li Neder, in the next shir, to try to explain, and hopefully we'll be zeuchet to explain it, V'lir'ot Nifla'ot Mamash Mitorat Hashem Tmima. Zochet Lilmodu Lamid Lishma Vlas Lakaim is called Rissam Tarosoi. Be Hava, Amen, be Amen. So until next time, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.